Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
All right, we do it every single day. We hold up the headlines. Normally it's Becky Lynn, but today I look over and I see Taylor Kinner up in for Becky, so we're going to do all we can to make her feel at home by being snarky.
You guys better be nice.
We're going to try our best. Let's get going.
Beach.
Arizona's immigration crisis.
1,500 troops are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border ahead of the end of Title 42 restrictions.
We'll see these troops arrive as early as May 10th.
Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder spoke about it this morning.
These will be very much focused on support tasks to CBP. So in terms of the specific units, these forces will come from the Army and the U.S. Marine Corps.
The troops will carry out this support for 90 days. There are already 2,500 National Guard members at the southern border.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
So, 1,500 going there. They're not going to do anything. They can't do anything outside.
Tanks or anything.
People got excited like, they're declaring an invasion. Oh, man, here we go. They're sending actuaries.
Hey, guys, you just fill out the right 248-906 code.
They're sending military accountants.
Yeah, so that's what you're getting.
But not that we don't need them.
Look, they recognize there's going to be a hot mess at the border, so I give them that, even though Mayorkas will come on and say, there's nothing wrong with the border. He's lying. There is something wrong with the border. We're going to find out in 9 days what that really looks like. We're holding up the headlines.
And despite the president's announcement, CBP agents are being sent to the southern border, and they say that they're ready. In a sit-down interview, the chief patrol agent for the Tucson sector, John Modlin, tells KTAR CBP has hired processing coordinators to free up Border Patrol agents.
They are not law enforcement, but they are people that we can hire to do a lot of the work that Border Patrol agents really shouldn't be doing. It's basically someone's been arrested, and they're taking all the biographical information, keying it into a system.
He adds CBP agents will also utilize agents from other parts of the country to do virtual processing.
You know, isn't this also say something about the fact that is the Border Patrol still understaffed?
Yeah.
Is there still an issue where shouldn't they have enough people to be able to efficiently deal with whatever is coming across the border?
I think they're understaffed in not just, you know, we think about Border Patrol. We don't think about the fact that we need more judges. We need more of these other people.
Immigration judges.
Yeah. We need more of these people. They're going to be there. We need that data entry and that kind of stuff. Because you know, we had Kyrsten Sinema, who's currently on Fox right now. The senator said, look, you know, so many of these guys, they finish their nights inside because they'll go out and they'll take in custody, you know, X amount of people, and the rest of their night is inside. It's not out patrolling, and they need more
doing paperwork and
all that stuff.
Like cops do a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And okay. So, yeah, we need more of that. We're holding up the headlines.
Republican state legislators are working to defend a law they passed last year that bans transgender girls from competing in sports.
State Senate President Warren Peterson and House Speaker Ben Toma have filed a motion with the U.S. District Court to defend the Save Women's Sports Act. KTAR host and Valley attorney Barry Martson explains this comes after Attorney General Chris Mays announced she would not defend it from a lawsuit filed last month.
The legislature is attempting to intervene in the lawsuit and to assert a defense of the law, since the state of Arizona is not doing that itself.
Proponents of the law believe it protects women's sports from unfair physical advantages, while those opposed believe it wrongfully persecutes trans children. Colton Krolak, KTAR News.
I'm going to say this. It is my kids. My son's 12. He's played against and with girls up until this year. Jack is not playing this year against girls. They now separate them because it's hockey and now they can hit.
Oh, okay.
There's a huge advantage.
Listen,
there's a massive advantage.
I find it amazing that it is in any way controversial to say that girls and boys are physically different when it comes to athletic ability, as evidenced by the fact that we have separate leagues for boys everything. And girls and everything.
Everything.
How is this even remotely controversial?
Because they want to. This is part of that agenda that's being pushed out there in this woke, wacky world, this queer theory agenda that is, you know, that's out there in colleges. And it's funny because this is not about girls becoming boys and playing on teams.
No.
This is only boys becoming
girls.
It's
only a one-way
issue. It's a one-way thing, and that's why you should look. And the head of the LGBTQ, one of the big things out there, advocacy groups, has said, do not talk about sports. We do not have a leg to stand on when it comes to that.
Yeah, I don't think that's not something. It's a bad hill for them to die on.
It absolutely is rolling up the headlines.
It was supposed to be a fun family photo shoot in Buckeye Valley Sunday afternoon, but things soon turned dangerous when a mom, her two kids, and their grandma came upon some angry bees. The quick-thinking mom was able to get her kids inside a car for safety. Grandma was safe, too, but mom was stung 75 times and needed to go to the hospital.
If you're ever caught in a swarm, experts say run in a straight line.
You really want to get into a place where the bees can no longer get you, because they're very good. Finding
great
their
advice.
Targets, and they will follow you for a long time potentially, and they will wait for you as well.
Cover your face and get inside, like that mom did with her kids. Large swarm attacks are rare, but in 2021, firefighters in New Mexico had to rescue a man when 15,000 bees swarmed his car. And in 2016, 20,000 bees sent worshippers fleeing from a mosque in Phoenix.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I sit there and I listen to that more and more, and I think to myself, we've not heard the bees side of the story. Because we don't know what's happening.
Maybe you think the bees have got a legitimate...
They came to me, they flipped us off, they stole our food, I am mad, we're getting screwed.
All I took from it is, bees will wait for you.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it.
I love the, get inside and get away from the... That's like saying, if a shark's going to attack you, the best thing to do is get on land.
Yeah, get out of the water.
That was holding up the headlines. She did a great job. We messed it up. Yeah. We knew that was going to happen. Brought to you by CaroHasTheBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.